Welcome to the teaching and preaching ministry of Reverend Casey Williams. The word is taught in simplicity, yet we power. As the deer panteth for waters, let your soul long for God's word. Sit back, relax, and listen to God's word. Now, Reverend Casey Williams.
The best meal is prepared and left for the end of the ceremony. So today you'll receive fire from God in the name of Jesus. So as a roundup, we are dealing with abilities, timing, and process of God's plan. Abilities, timing, and process. I've taught you several in the course of this series that every man is pregnant with the ability of God. Every man is pregnant with that ability of God. In other words, God impregnated us with His abilities for the purpose of fulfilling our purpose in life. Again, every man is pregnant with divine abilities from God. Divine ability from God. And that is being done by God Himself. I told you that Satan himself has no ability to give you any idea. Satan cannot, as a matter of fact, give you any ability. But we see people who are using God's ability to do the negative things, sponsor the devil's agenda, not God's agenda. You notice I say that God gave gift to every man. I didn't say to some men, but every man. Everybody saved to the unsaved. And I told you, this is to show how good our God is. Say, neighbor, our God is a good, good father. You might say that with, as if you are preaching, say, neighbor, our God is a good, good father. He gave gifts unto men. Hallelujah. Hear me now, God gave gifts even to the Muslims. God is not fighting with any man. He gave gifts unto men. Say that again. He gave gifts unto men. Even to the unbelievers, those who don't believe in Him, He gave gifts unto men. He gave gifts to the atheist. I'm saying this for you to understand that there is no how anybody can convince you that God didn't give a gift. Why? Because if He was so benevolent enough to give gift to those who don't believe on Him, how much more you? Say, I have that beast of God inside of me. Thank you, Father. And I said, the primary purpose of your gifting is for the gospel. The primary purpose of your gifting, the word is primary. In other words, there could be secondary reason for your gifting, which could be for your pocket too, for your enjoyment. But the primary, which is the most important, is for the gospel. So whatever skill you have that is not benefiting the kingdom is benefiting the devil. Did you hear that? I have to write that down somewhere. Any skill or ability you have that is not of profiting to the kingdom of God is profiting the kingdom of darkness. There's no two ways about it. If it's not blessing, it's causing. Put your ground. Say yes, sir. I'm about to say this. What keeps men alive is actually a sense of purpose. And as a matter of fact, God needs you alive. Not because He can't do without you, but because of what He has put inside of you. You know, in the course of the series, I told you that the world will not stop because you decide not to fulfill God's plan for your life. The world will not pause. The world can do without you if you decide to rubbish and to bring to naught God's plan upon your life. But the world shouldn't stop. Let me put it this way. The world can do without you. But the world shouldn't do without you. Say, yes, sir. Did you hear what I said now? The world can do without you. But I say it again. The world shouldn't do without you. Hear me. It's a waste of the life that you lived and died and you're forgotten. You know, sometime I read a history about a church that Adeboye came from, Bishop Fasiwayoke came from, Bishop Edebo came from. It was a church at Kwara State. A man pastored a nation. And that, it came to a point that everything just began to work. It began to work. Everybody began to spread out. To do the right thing. and their names are not forgotten. Now, put this to you. You cannot afford to be small in life. Isn't it, prayer? I'm not telling you. I'm telling you that. You can't afford to be small in life. You can't afford that. That is sadness. Thank you, sir. You can't afford to be small in life. Let nothing sell that idea to you. God needs big men. I don't mean big men just in money. I mean men that matter, men of influence. And I'm rejoicing in my spirit because they are seated right here under the sound of my voice. Men who will change things as it has been. Men who will steer the affairs of life. Men who will be captains of industry. Men who will have a real joy inside of them. Men who will walk according to God's plan for their life. When we talk about walking the God's plan for our life, we simply mean doing what God designed you for. You see here. Say that you stay here. I'm going to be so fast this morning. I say that you stay here. So you must never lose your sense of purpose. Find it. Hold on to it. Say here, sir. You see, I learned this from my spiritual father. He said to me, son, God don't have much men. Don't even think that he has much men. God don't have much men. I say it again. God don't have much men. It's not actually a down statement. That's a fact. Because the men who he has, they don't have his time. Those who have his time are not ready. Those who are ready are not well trained. Did you hear that? And everything, all equation must be checked to achieve what God has in mind. God don't have much men. So that's why you cannot afford to play God for a fool. You have to be out there. You have to be sold out for the gospel. You can't be prized anymore because you have been sold out to God. Am I communicating? You see, one of the reasons why we pray for a long life, we're going to pray today. God said to me, I'm going to have a service severally in this service. I'm going to pray for long life, but not the kind of long life people live. You're living long life, yet you're struggling not to a long life. Nothing is working for you. We're going to pray for long life that we'll be able to sustain that purpose God has given to us and pass it over to our children. Am I communicating? Well, Bunker did something that should challenge everybody in this world. He finished his run. Paul said, I've run the race. He finished his race as an evangelist. He said, I'm done. He handed over to someone else. Still lived 3 more years and died. Supervised for 3 years. Then he died. This is a man who finished his course. So, we're going to pray this morning. Are you here with me? Not just that we found God's plan for our life, but we'll stay long enough in this life to fulfill it and watch the fruit of it. This is right on up as we pray that prayer now. Go ahead. With long life will I satisfy thee and show you my salvation. With long life will I satisfy thee and show you your salvation. I show you my salvation. You know, some of you have covenant with death already. But with long life, will I satisfy you. I show you my salvation. Some of you, your family people die suddenly. With long life, will I satisfy you. I show you my salvation. Some of your parents died in a mysterious way. With long life, will I satisfy you. I show you my salvation. Now, some of you, it's not physical death, but things are dying around you. With long life. With long life. We live long enough. Life of enjoyment. Life of purpose. Life of fulfillment. You have to be testifying. Go ahead, pray some prayer right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hear me. You choose when to die. You hear that? Papa says nothing. He said, I told God 80, then we discuss. He said we'll die at 80. He said 80, we'll not discuss when if you feel like, and then maybe at 10 years 80, then we'll discuss. We'll come to the table. So nothing happens to me till 80. One of the great men of God was sick in the hospital. He's late now, and his son who caught His anointing of healing came to us. I said, God, see, this is actually a cancer. This is an insult that a man who healed people from cancer. Now hear me, I'm not saying that someone who heals a sickness cannot die of the sickness. Are you with me? But someone came and said, sir, father, my dad heals people of cancer. So I heal him, this one. He can die later. God honor his word. 7 days later, the guy got out of the hospital. Healed and hearty. 5 years later, just slept and died. With the words of his son, he said, let my father live normally, then die normally. You can't die with hoses all over your body. You don't know who I'm talking to now, but there are some webs of death around you, hanging around you, and you can sense it. You can sense it. By the anointing of God upon my life, let that web disappear now in the name of Jesus. Somebody understand? Now, I didn't plan for this. God just, I'm going to interrupt you. Somebody here right now. You feel strange presence around you. Sometimes when you're alone at home. Very strong presence. As if somebody there is with you. Can you try to see images? Your mind is telling you, I'm not sure if it is my mind or something of that nature. Any spirit of darkness around you, operating, monitoring, or whatsoever, I put a stop to such a case now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You know, I had the case of a governor who said, he said on live TV, if I live 70, I've done what I'm doing life. That's some years ago. I think during lockdown. Died. 70 dogs, he died. So be careful what you say. I've told you before that life and death are what? Above the tongue. Yeah, what you say? I'm trying to say this because one of the things that cuts God's plan short is death. It's death. Are you still here? Thank you, Father. Let's begin to teach now. You must use the ability God has given to you. But for someone asking me, sir, okay, I know I have God's ability. Must I use it? Yes, you must use it. Use it for what? To the glory of God. You must use it to the glory of God. You must use the ability God gives for the glory of God. For the kingdom things. The kingdom things. You must use it. Say, I must use God's ability. Thank you, Father. Say, thank you, Father. You see, when there are troubles in your life, find out why. Because oftentimes, it's an indication that you have walked out of God's plan for your life. I'm not either saying that you can't be walking in God's plan for your life and not see you have some challenges. Are you here? But that's what I'm saying. But there's some repeated, you should have some certain things happening in your life, some occurrences that are not normal. You should ask some questions. This shouldn't be happening. You see, God gave instruction to the early apostles, and he said to them, I'm coming to that. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. He said to them to tarry in Jerusalem. But he didn't necessarily ask them to stay there. He gave them an assignment. But they got overcomfortable there. You see, some of you are actually too comfortable in a place that is not God's plan for your life. I get what I'm saying this morning. Bible says in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 27. Hear me, when you discover God's plan for your life, I told you before, the first thing you should do is start walking in God's plan. It is an advantage to start early in life. It is an advantage to start on time in life. It is an advantage. Say, it is good, 3 verse 27, it is good for a man that he bears the yoke in his youth. It is good that a man should bear his yoke in his youth. Someone that says, Rev, I'm 25 already. I'm 28. I'm moving over 30. Bible says, it is good that you bear the yoke in your youth. You start now. You know, I've seen some funny people who people say things like, you know, I will wait till when I'm 30, I will serve God. When I'm 40, I will serve God. Oh, let me don't marry now, don't become a responsible father. Let me ask you a question. Did you and Satan attend the primary school? Is he your friend? Like, you people have decided that he can't kill you anytime. Stop living your life as if you are the sole proprietor of it. By communicating. It's the scheme of the devil to postpone your purpose in life. So if you're still here now, and you're still having this thought, you know, I just don't do anyhow, when I'm 20, when I'm 40, when I'm 30, I will serve God, you're wasting your time. Do you understand that you are a winner if you didn't go for a war? Huh? Let's explain better. Somebody offended you. I just went home. Offended you. You just went home. You didn't fight the person. You're a winner. But the day he pushed your chest, you pushed his own, there's going to be a winner and there'll be a loser. And what betide you? A bit of grace come over your body. Communicating. I'm saying that to say this. If the devil didn't know you existed, you're safe. He doesn't have issue with you. But you, as a person who have ignited the power of the Holy Ghost inside of you, you're a target of the devil. You now say, it doesn't matter if we start into your life. The devil is not your friend, he's never your friend. Didn't cut a partnership deal with him. And that's the one reason why you must not live your life anyhow. You take it seriously and live it with all things inside of you. Somebody say, yes, sir. Say before. Now is the right time to start. I'm not saying, I'm not going to gaslight you. Some of us has taken so much time out of God's plan. But God says, this is still the morning of your life. You can still start afresh with him. You can still start right now and walk into his work and will for your life. Glory to God. So many years ago, we used to have a Chinese man that stayed with us at home in Lagos. His name is Leon. So Leon one day came to the house, was upstairs, then I went to meet him, he was smoking. He's a chain smoker. He smokes and drops, take another one. And he coughs and he smokes. So I met him, I said, why do you smoke? No, he offered me a cigarette to smoke. I said, no, I don't smoke. I said, I don't want. Now ask me, is it that you don't want or you don't smoke? I said, I don't want and I don't smoke. Now ask me, will I smoke anytime, maybe 5 years' time? I said, no, but why do you ask? He said, because if I will still smoke later in life, I should better start now. So that I will not have cheated myself for all the self-deniers. This is a very bad advice, but a good principle. By communicating. If you will ever be on fire for God later in life, start now. Let's say pray this church. If you want to be a Christian, come this side. If you want to be a Muslim, come this side. You just know. If you want to be a serious believer, this side. I'm joking anyways. Hallelujah. Pick a side and start now. The advantage you have as a believer is the fact that you should start on time. You should start on time. Bear your yoke in your youth. I gotta tell you the truth, there are some certain things God can use you to do at some certain age. Somebody say, Pastor, be a man of faith. I just told you what I said. I just say what I said. God can use you to visit all the states in Nigeria within 1 month when you're 90. Except God wants to kill you. How do you want to do it? But do you know that if the resources are there, everybody who can storm all the states in Nigeria within 1 month? You know? You can do morning session in Ekiti, go to Akure and do evening session. That's two Abi, two states gone, two states down. But if you're 90, you can't. A doctor follows you up and down. So that when I watch that day again before he passed on to glory, the way he used to preach at Instagram, it's not the Holy Ghost, it's his old age. But it's a blessing to live that long and still hold the mic. I pray for someone today.
you won't just live long. You'll be relevant till you die. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
I say today's service is what? Abilities, time, and what? And process. Let's begin to teach now. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1. Say, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Say it again. To everything, there is a purpose, the season, rather, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Under the heaven. The time. You see, I've seen many people in my generation who, just because they discovered God's plan for their life, they want to fast track everything. I've said it so many times, you can't make a baby in 9 days by making 9 women pregnant. Some things naturally takes time. If you ever have that baby, it will be called a premature baby. Am I communicating? So there's a time duration for pregnancy. And that is what? 9 months for women. For rats, 21 days. Yeah, where? Elephant, 3 years. Are you not aware? Let me go a bit. There are some of you who are envying people, your parents now. You are envying them because they are doing some things you are not yet doing. Calm down. A pregnant woman does not run. Why? Because she carries something inside of her. By communicating. It should be insanity for the rat that gave birth to, you know, the least, I'm teaching you that sign, the least number of children a rat will produce is 21. I mean, I think 18 or thereabout. 18 kids. Find out later. Under 21 days. That's why your house is full of rats. That's fine. If you want to, I just give you the answer. Hallelujah. 21 days, they reproduce under 18 or thereabout, but above 10. So, an elephant takes 3 years. So imagine the population of the community of rats compared to that of an elephant. My communicating. But it should be an insanity on the part of the elephant or that of the rat for the rat to meet the elephant and be bragging. You will not get children. Only one he gets. Yeah, have a community. The question is, what is the worth of you have? What you have? Trap. Kill it. Nobody eats rat. My communicating. So it is on the part of the elephant, if he ever feels intimidated by the population of the rats, that means he doesn't know his worth. I see many elephants in this place. You're not saying amen. I didn't say you're elephants. I see many elephants in this place. What this situation means is that it might take time, but the results that will come from it, it will terminate insults. You get what I'm saying this morning? Everything in your life is connected. I'm teaching you something very crazy this morning. Everything in your life is connected. You see, those little things you know how to do is connected to your purpose. Those people who you are meeting is connected to your purpose. There is no disconnection around you. Everything in your life is connected. Every moment in your life is connected. Every dealings in your life is connected. God planned you all out. Guess what? God factored your mistake in his plan for your life. We are saying, Papa, I've made so many mistakes in life. I don't know if I can achieve it. I said, God factored it in it. In other words, when he was making it, he said, okay, yeah, there may be possibility that this one will go and do this way. Okay, if he does this one, this will happen. It still leads to the same place. Once you enter into God's will for your life, any button you press opens the door. Did you hear that? Are you catching what I'm teaching this morning? Thank you, Father. You know, I've heard people who say that life is not about duration. It's about donation. It's about what you donate to life. It's not about life is about duration and donation. Long enough, and we influence this world long enough in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I say, thank you, Father. You see, let me show you an example of, before that, God's plan actually follows the pattern of time. no matter how mighty God wants to use you, there must be, first of all, time and process. There is no sudden emergence anywhere when it has to do with God. The men of God who you see, they just emerge from somewhere. No, they didn't just emerge. God has been working on them. God has been training them. God has been building them. And most times in their wildernesses. I say it again. There is no such thing as sudden emergence in the things of God. You see, God even plans about a man who will come before you. You hear that? You guys are not where I am this morning. God is so detailed that he plans about who will come before you. Let me boss you a bubble now. God is intentional enough. That's why he puts you are not the firstborn. God has a reason why you're the lastborn. God has a reason why you are the firstborn. Probably, if you were the secondborn, there would be some issues. So everything about you is perfectly programmed by God. You let that sink inside of you. Right? Example of people who understood God's time for their life is Joseph. And that was scripted in Psalm chapter 105, verse 17 to 21. Psalm 105, 17 to 21. He said, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for his servant, whose feet they hurt with feathers. He was laid in iron. Verse 19, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of his substance. There's words we say things like, on easy ways they come. Have you heard that before? On easy ways they come? You have to understand this. Look up here, everybody. Let me dismystify something. God did not set you up for such challenges you're facing. But God is working in the midst of it all. Say that again. God did not cause your admission to be delayed. But God is working in the midst of it all. God did not cause you to fail that cause you failed. But God is working in the midst of it all. Am I communicating? He did not see. People said God allowed it. No. God didn't allow it. God didn't set it up. Because allowing it to happen to show forth your glory is actually satanic. Am I communicating? God is working in the midst of it all. How do we know? See, all things work together for them, for good, for them who are in Christ Jesus. In other words, Satan, do your worst. I will use your foolishness to my own wisdom. For some of you who had late admission, at this point in your life, you have realized that if you have gotten admission earlier, probably you have blown your life away. I won't ask you to raise your hand, but I was such a person. If I've gotten to study medicine all years, I plan to study, by now, you will hear my news. Capone. I plan to become a cultist. I want to give them back. My plan was I want to be Capone of three different. What do you call it? Cults. The first that ever happened. Aye, black ass. I watch it again. Let me be where you belong. Hallelujah. Gospel ass. Hallelujah. Very cultist, they see me after service. Let's talk. I have a deal for you. You have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But thank God that's happened. You know, at the point I'll blame myself, what happened? Maybe God didn't want me to go to school. No, God wanted me to go to school. But the devil did his own thing. I got like, actually, he entered. The way you're playing with, have you ever played what do you call it again? Dice with bad men or draft with men who are already bad. Men who are bad and poor. Have you seen bad poor man playing draft? The only place successful is in that board. It's a very wise one. Just leave you. You eat one, eat two, eat three, eat four, eat five, eat six. You look at that smile. You're not here. Bum, 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 bum. The game is up. Hallelujah. He waits for you to display your foolishness here. Thank you, Father. I say, thank you, Father. See, one of the things that First of all, Joseph was destined to be in Egypt. He wasn't destined to be in his father's house. But the emotion set in on the part of his father. Some of us are actually passing through things in life because our parents pampered us so much. We were pampered. How will you buy him a coat of many colors? Just him. Setting up for certain things. You see, when you become a parent, learn how to parent on time, just as you are doing now. Don't set up your kids for necessary things. If he's gifted, train him in that. Don't celebrate them so quickly. By communicating. You know, pastor's kids, 5 years old son, they've not given him mind to begin to preach in church. When is their, what do you call it again? Children's service. Pastor's son, come and carry mind. They're setting that child up already. Those young chaps, they don't understand what is going on. Is it normal? Is it okay? Yes, it is okay. But those kids, they're still kids. Small, small envy begin to come there. Let the best man do the job at the point. While your own child, keep training him on the inside. Am I communicating? It's not just pastors. You might have a kid and you are the owner of that particular thing. Your children must not do everything. Are you still here? Are you still here? Some of us say, yes, yes, because that time when children's school, children's church, that boy. Calm down. I've not forgiven since then. You have a forgiving spirit. Thank you, Father. The early apostles got so comfortable in the place where they were to just stay for a few times. Bible says in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, say, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The promise was given to them, you will receive the Holy Ghost, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Now they see the Holy Ghost in Acts, but they stay together. Remember that? They're in one accord. People were selling their land, bringing money to them. They were having a one single church system. Everything was working fine. Nobody is opening a branch. Nobody is doing it. Because, of course, there is comfort in this place. Then the devil struck. When the devil struck, that will happen in Acts chapter 8, verse 3. You can imagine the lengthy years. Acts chapter 8, verse 3. And the Bible says, as for Saul, he made havoc. Are you there? Havoc of the church, entering into every house and hitting men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the gospel. Was this not the original plan of God? Answer me. But they got comfortable in their place. The devil struck. Don't force circumstance to push you into God's will. Submit yourself to God's will. Now, some of you know that you are for the ministry. You can't run away from it. No matter what is ministry. Submit yourself. Don't let circumstance to push you. No, it's never the same. Never the same. In the next verse of that. Next verse. Then Philip went down. Okay, verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. The same thing that was mentioned. If you step out of God's plan for your life, hear me, Satan will give you a plan. If you step out of God's plan for your life, Satan himself will give you a plan. So don't let circumstance to be the one to move you into God's plan for your life. Don't say, it was when my mom died. You began to serve God. No, that shouldn't happen. You shouldn't get to that place. Take a stand today. Take a stand today and serve God with your life. Are you still there? Say, are you still there? There are men who understand timing. I say this again to you. Hear me very well. You can't serve God more than what you are serving God now. At this your age. Say it 3 times. Maybe that will help you. You can't serve God better than what you are serving God now. Last time. You can't serve God higher than you're serving God now. Now I mean in your youth. The only difference that will be for some of us who are committed to things of God, God will bless us financially, that will begin to serve God in comfort and which will produce greater results. My communication. There will not be a time again that we have to sleep in church. Say we are walking, it's in light. But the resources will be there to pay men to do the work for us. Hallelujah. But that energy bond will not be repeated again. When I tell you guys, put in your all at this point. But this is the only time you can do it. This is the only time you can do it. And if you're not yet serving God in this place, please get into the team. When we say serving God, yes. Coming to church is not serving God. No. You serve a thing. The way they serve you food in a restaurant is the way we serve God. We make God to have a good landing. We make the service of God nice and beautiful. We create the atmosphere. We serve God with our abilities. We serve God. With our money, we serve God with it. Like, came to church every Sunday, receive God's word and go and do good things throughout the week and come back again. That's not serving God. That is Christianity. Not even the real one. Because if you actually know what Christianity is, you will join in proclaiming this gospel. Shall I hear, sir? Are you getting blessed this morning? The Bible accounted about the sons of Issachar who understand time. In 1 Chronicles chapter 2 verse 32, we say that the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the time, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200 and all their brethren were at their commandment. So if you understand God's plan and you understand God's timing, you're always going to be the head. You hear that now? You're going to be the head. Now, let me help you with this. God's plan is not a destination. It's a process. Some of you are already asking now, where would I get to God's plan? No, it's not a destination. The destination in there is actually our salvation. When you are saved, you have entered into God's plan. But unto the Adamic mandate, it's a progressive one. Even unto your Jesus mandate, it's a progressive one. My papa said to me, never say never. Never open your mouth and say never. Because the things you say you can't do now, you might do it later. Once the move of God pushes you to some certain level, the things you are saying, I will never do this. I have some guys who came to some years ago, some pastors, and they met me then at civic center. I said, I want to do a small program in our church, but because we are all the same race preachers, I oblige them. And one of the things he was saying to me all night that God has said to me, we will never start a church. We'll never start a church. Just a mission. We'll go for mission. Yes, I wasn't too grounded and mature in the face of God there, but I know that you can't tell me that God said you can't start a church. You are preaching the gospel. A matter of time. And people who are saying never, 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 they might feel that you just use them as the process. By communicating. And one thing that will happen to me is that it's so bad when people don't trust you spiritually. See, as a manipulative person, he came to my church to do a program. He told me, won't start a church. Not yet. The worst now happens. If you not start a church, goes to you. You not feel betrayed. Because, of course, guest ministers are always reverenced more than the host minister. For church that don't have sense, not my church. Hallelujah. Are you still here? God's plan is not a destination, but it's a process. And God wouldn't trust you because you are good enough in that thing. See, God does not respect you because you are a good guitarist, or a good keyboardist, or a good singer. God respects you because he trained you in that thing. So your skill does not move him. It's the process, the history of your process that moves him. Do you catch that? God doesn't bow for you. He doesn't bow for any man. He doesn't clap for you because you are so good in that. The clapping comes with the place that this one is good and is submitted to my training and process. When you hear people like Mama Sinaj, this gospel artist, Frank Edward, what have you, they are men who has been trained. I've said it before, if you are not trained, you cannot reign. If you reign without training, it will be a short reign, and you will come back to that same process. My teaching God this morning, you must pass through the process. See, every great man must pass through. The earlier you understand this, the better for you. So understand it and sink it in. The process of my life. And the process time is always an enjoyable time. Things might not go the way you plan it. I tell you this, with all seriousness inside of me, nobody have it all figured out. I've done businesses that failed. I've done some that gave me money. That we hear from God does not necessarily mean that God will now give you the part of everything just in your hands. I told you now, the process is part of that. So those who failed idea is the process. If you don't learn anything, you learn how not to do the next one. You still here? Thank you, Father. Men who don't understand timing are ones who are trying to force things to happen for them. I'm saying this to everybody inside of here now, with all everything inside of me. If you find God's plan for your life and you squarely, consistently follow it up, the world will come to your feet. The world will come to your feet. When we started church, there were so many guys who started church in 4 years then, so many campus presidents and all of that. But the difference of all of us is that the fact that I have been consistent, and consistency will cost you some certain things. I think it's what my parents can stay in Lagos, get a job, have a house, have a wife, a lovely wife for that matter, a fine lovely wife, to specify, fine lovely wife, glory to God, hallelujah, enjoy my life to the best of it. But consistency will determine your location. See, God wants you, anytime to God's plan for your life, God begins to navigate your life. You lose your sense of navigation. God navigates it. And sometimes, it goes against human thinking. If I can still remember, some of these folks, they see me on Facebook now, they are done commenting on my post, man, you're doing well. I say, we're not doing well yet. We'll do well. It's a law of life. Anything consistent will thrive, both good or bad. Did you hear that? Anything you do consistently will thrive. I gave an example the other day. If you come out here now every morning by 7 a.m. and stand there and raise up your hand, shake your head for 20 minutes, you read them, you go. Do that tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday. Do it for 1 month, they will notice you there. Before you know it, NTA will come. They will be there before you. They say, come here, you don't see what you are doing. When people begin to talk about it, they will interview you about it. If you are not smart enough, you won't say much. Tell them to watch. Just keep watching. You not tell them that, see, this thing. After 1 year, the issue is that some of you are not ready to wait. After 1 year, say, listen, anytime I come here, I raise up my hand. I'm using for example, okay? Of my hands. I'm raising long life. And now, for just to say the spirit, whatever, says that after every 20 minutes, anybody I touch will live long. There will be some, lie. You don't hear them. One day again, they come out. Bloggers are writing about it, discrediting you. People call you demon. Your family member will denounce you and say, you're not of God. Can't get the bump like you cry. I said, hallelujah. Stay there. Every morning, after 20 minutes, you go. 3 years. Can you wait? So, how can I be eating? Amen. Consistent. One day, life will align for you. You see, there's a force of life, first of all. First, talk about the spiritual level of it, the God spiritual level and the devil spiritual level. There's a force of life. Am I communicating? The force of life will attract people to you. And guess what? They will come because they've seen your consistency. They will come there. They've told them they will not leave to see the next day. They will come. After 20 minutes, you touch them. They leave the next day. Leave the upper one. When there's 1, 2, 3 testimonies, your news have gone around. That's how men grow. Which of us doesn't know that? Huh? You know Dabo Shabi? He's a funny guy, right? But you know, yeah, he has blown more than me. Not the scripture, but I know. Not the anointing. Inda has blown. He even had Abom. Last time I checked, that had gone to 20 million download of that Abom. Money in his account. Inda. Ta-cha-cha-cha-cha. Consistency. That's how he does. Some of you just thought he just emerged. I've told you that wasn't like sudden emergence. Check Google since 1992. Oga has been carrying people scattering chairs in church. It's not everybody that will come, but those that will come, will come. And when if he's consistent, if people go to Babalawo, people go to the church, they flog their king. Are you not aware? There's nothing that boasts that carry and do anointing by SmackDown. He has to be consistent. If you see his church in Onisha, men who are even preaching the gospel, they won't have such a crowd. So men will move in the direction of consistency. You still here? Are you still here? Thank you, Father. So people who don't understand God's timing. Are people who try to fast track God. Example of such a man is Moses. Moses tried to fast track God, and that cost him a lot too. In Acts chapter 7, verse 22 to 30. Acts 7, verse 22. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of Egypt, of the Egyptians. Are you there? The Egyptians. Ready together. Everybody want to go? Want to get everybody? Not the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words, and in this, verse 23, and when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. Verse 24, and seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed, and smote the Egyptian. 25, for he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. Pause for a while. If you have this whole God's plan for your life, try as much as possible to run away from anything called pride and entitlement mentality. Don't, are they not supposed to know? Can't you perceive the knowledge of God upon my life? Remember one brother joined our church one day, I just met him after service, then was at that small civic center. And I told him, sir, and he met me after, and I said, I want to join my team. He said, what team is that? We don't have team here, we have stewards, workers. He said, no, my main core team. He said, I don't understand that. Men rise into such a thing here. He said, no, that as you look at him with my spiritual eyes, I said, I don't have. He said, I have, but I refuse to see what you want me to see. He said, because God have told him to come and partner with me in ministry. I say, how much do you have? A partnership is money. I bring your money. You have $500 million for the ministry. That at least I cannot be stressing myself. This is a first timer after service. I say, at least when I preach this Sunday, we'll preach this. I say, eh? He said, if I wasn't a man of the spirit too, such a one can confuse you. He's seen. It's not anything now. He needs to know do. Says to me, I know that he knows I know that God called him to be my partner. I say, in what? Ministry. Not the ones I have. They're not partner enough. Shook my head. Also have some men of God who will just come to your meeting. They will get crashed to your event. And the next thing, it has happened several in our church. The next thing they will tell you, they write a note to you. I say, Pastor, please, can I have 20 minutes? Of what? Of my time to bless the people. I didn't invite you. They're trying to fast track the things of God. They're a gifted person in this house. Don't cut short. Stay in the place of process. But it is that place God gains trust for you. And once God can trust you, He trusts you to your place of glory. You still here? Is that you still here? So at the point of Moses' life, he was born in a palace. He has been trained in a palace way of doing things. He understood that he would deliver his people from Egypt. But he went the wrong way, He fast-tracked it. Bible says, verse 26, are you there? Everybody want to go 26? And the next day, want to go everybody? And the next day, he showed himself unto them as they strove, and would not say them at once, saying, Sir, ye are brethren, why do you wrong one another? Verse 27, but he that did, saying, who made thee ruler over us and a judge over us? Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? See, if you walk out of God's plan, no matter your good intentions, you will not receive the commensurated result you are supposed to get. Delivering is delivering. I defended these people by killing somebody on their behalf. And the next day, he didn't come to kill. He saw to them Egyptian, Israel fighting. He said, no, you should be fighting each other. Then the one who wronged, he said, no. So you've come to kill me as he killed the Egyptian. So then Moses said, wow, this news will get to Insta blog soon. The king will hear it. Now we'll be headed. Then, the next verse, verse 29, then fled Moses at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat two sons. Read that again. Want to go? Pause. He became a stranger. Him who was supposed to redeem strangers from a strange land, himself became a stranger. And not just for anything, for 40 good years. For 40 good years. Next verse. Even begat two sons there. You see, if care is not taken, you can be in the place where God has not sent you and be succeeding. Do you hear that? If success is by having kids, having food to eat, he's a successful man. But God's plan for his life has been granted to a halt. Getting this thing? The next verse. And when 40 years was expired, 40 years. If you try to cut short time, you will add time to, you will delay your fulfilling of God's plan for your life. And when 40 years was expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in the flame of fire in a burning bush. So what this happened is that God had to retrain him for 40 good years. May you not be retrained of God at when supposed to be your prime in the name of Jesus. I hope you understand what happened here. So Moses enslaved his people again for another 40 years. Get it? How old was he at first? 40. At 40, a fool at 40 is a fool for life. Am I communicating? So that means Moses did not capture his essence for 40 good years. Or better still, he understood the plan, but he wanted to cut it short. So it took God another 40 years to retrain him. Another 40 years to retrain him. And God has not stopped retraining men. May your retraining not take so long in the name of Jesus. Now some of you, you are not even the one that caused it. Circumstance, the family you came from, made everything look like, and now you have to be retrained again. Some of you cannot consistently pray for 1 hour. You can't. If they put gun in your head, you can't pray for 1 hour. But I haven't went too much far. 30 minutes. If you say, let's just stand up and pray now, people will sit down. Their waist is paining them. Because of lack of spiritual home training. But God with the God who never abandons us when we look away from his plan. You see that right now? God was ever still with him. So when God was satisfied, okay, now we can go this step again. And in this time around, I'm going to be before you. Did you notice that Moses' response to God from then was partnership? Father, what do we do? These people have said again, oh, Father, what do we do? Okay, they said, throw the, what do you have in your hand? He said, my staff. Say, throw it down. He didn't argue. You know, it doesn't make any sense. He saw a snake. God now asked you, what's in your hand? He said, staff. Say, throw it down. The Moses I knew before would say, you know, it's a stammer, right? You know the Bible now. And they used to get angry so easily. How do I know? They used to be, hallelujah. And I said, how can I throw? He want to disgrace me, Abby? After 40 years, that you come back as a grandstand. If I just come, say, snake, die. But you have learned how to obey instructions. Are you still here? Thank you, Father. I say, thank you, Father. Hear me, you can't lift yourself. God lifts you. All those your strategy will end in tragedy if God is not your strategy. It will end in tragedy. It has always ended there. You still here? Jesus, are you still here? You see, in the things in God's plan, you don't choose. Yours is to discover. God will choose the process to train you. And hear me, God's process in training you is a customized thing for you. It's not something he does for this person, he will do for this person. He knows you, you understand your antecedent, you know the circumstance around you, so he trains you on what suits you. Nobody goes to university and then got admission, please focus here. They now ask you, what course you want to study? He said, microbiology. He said, okay. He now gave you admission. As you want to go, now say, hey, excuse me, sir. I don't know, what are the courses I will offer? They say you have to do physics, chemistry on the level, mathematics, right? What again? Biology, then you do, what do you call it again? Your GSC. Now say, no. Please give me that. Let me pick the course I want to do. I want GSC 101. I'm good in English. Can you put that entrepreneur? I hope they don't teach us, they won't stress us. Add that one. Take away maths. I don't deal with maths. I don't do maths. Yeah. Can you put a little bit of chemistry? Just a bit. Just two questions for chemistry. Just two. Introduction to it. Just two. Physics. Keep it aside. I don't know. Just biology. You can add biology. Can you make it two? Two biology there. Add two. Microwave it. You don't go like that. If you want to go to school, they'll give you the course they want you to study. You know why? Because there has been a template created for anybody that wants to study microbiology. You are not an exception for it. Are you still here? You are not an exception from it. It is for you to just obey. Buckle up if you are not good in mathematics. Because life is about to hit you. Thank you, Father. Are you getting blessed? So you don't choose classes for God. You can't dictate to God on how to train you. One thing I learned in life is that God will train you with likely people who you will not necessarily submit to. God will train you with people who you feel are actually against you. You hear that? God will train you with people who you like. God cannot give you a man as a tick who do you want to train you like. God does not train anybody. God trains men by men. You say, okay, I want my process. God will process me. God doesn't process anybody. God processes men. Using men. As you're sitting right now, God is processing you using me. Funny enough now, how God said to me to become tough on you guys. Just 2 days ago, and I came to church yesterday, and I saw the reason why I said that to me. I was praying. God said, get tough on them. Yes. You might not like me now. I know you like me. No. You love me. Sometimes you don't like me. That's no problem. Tough on them. You need a decree. Nobody charges in church. For the next 1 month, you want to die. My office, I've not raised any dead body in my office before. Die in church, they'll bring you, I'll raise you up. Charge you for raising up. 2-5. Die in care estate. Hallelujah. Awake if you pay 2-5. I'm joking. You still here. Because in training, in processing, there might be some ruffles, shuffles, but the end product is always the game. Did you hear that? I said, did you hear that? God determines your training. You know, people say things like, God's way and always our way. That's only when it suits them. It's something I've not said, God's way is not our way. God's way is never your way and can't be your way. God will use you. God will demand from you. God will stretch you for your own benefit. Each time I get burnt out, Last night, something spiritual happened. I was so burnt out that I didn't do my normal Saturday night studying, reading, and all of that, praying. God just asked me to sleep. I wake up by 4:30. He said, let me tell you, I didn't say that loud. I just slept off. 4:30. I just said, woke up. I was sharp as I can be. Just a little bit of sleep. God just said, sleep. I'll wake you up. So God understands you. Am I communicating? He said, am I communicating? If Moses could retrain, if God could retrain Moses in the wilderness, there's no circumstance you can be now that God cannot retrain you for the purpose of you fulfilling his plan on this earth in the name of Jesus. The church of God is the greatest strategy God uses to train his people. The church of God. Have you heard that many of these celebrity artists, they'll say, I started from the church, right? But they didn't stay in the church. For two reasons. The devil fighting. And number two, the church didn't give them the opportunity to express themselves. I'll tell you the truth. Are you here now? No, they didn't give that point. See, there is a yearning that comes from when you're being processed. There's a yearning that comes that wants you to manifest. But that manifestation is actually okay. It's key you manifest, but it should be in the confinement of your family, not for the public eye to see. At the starting, you don't serve food that is not done yet, but you know you can taste the food that is not done. And what's the purpose of that? To check if it's done, or what to add, or when to put it down. Am I communicating? Every expression of God you have can be harnessed in the church of God. Be a DJ in this place. We need gospel DJs. I'm in it. I want to do a wedding. I want to create it that will bring the roof down without me thinking I've stepped out of the norms. There are high tempo songs in the body of Christ. Put it together, be a gospel DJ. As a female too, be a gospel DJ. One guy is making so much money in the East that when we called him for one event, what was that again? Our hangout. He was already booked, but a company who signed him, not signed up, is an ambassador to a company, Team Mark Group. They just called him up that they need him for an event. A company that pays him 2.5 million naira per year, whether he plays or not. 2.5 million. I don't know why he didn't come. Just message that, duty call. Because the deal was, if you like, he booked for a wedding. If we call you, you abandon everything and come out. God needs kingdom men like that. By communicating. Expression should be given to people in the church of God. That's one thing we are good for in this place. And by the way, let me say this. The first time in our church, or you just started coming to our church, and you're feeling like this church is so organized, everything is okay, we'll not tell you yet. We'll not tell you. Boom. You understand? Get your gifting, get your talent. They use it for God. We can do a gospel rap evening. You can rap for Jesus. Come on with it. Jesus will wear jeans if he was in our world today. Am I communicating? He's not here physically, but he's here through you. But you have to learn how to express him to the world. Thank you, Father. Whatever you do, I just wish that my son become a footballer, maybe one of them. Just cross go, then take the shirt away, and you see Romans chapter 10, verse 9 for the whole world to see. You know what impact is that? You know how much you will pay to get the attention of the world. Am I communicating? You are an ACG person in school. You are maybe the vice president, your president, you are president of a faculty. Promote the gospel. It's not until you preach it, wear it. Put on a cap there. Jesus saves. Let them know that you're a boy of God. Am I communicating? I said, when I'm going to forget my first lost week, I'm going to write, how much of them I got my plate number? And it's coming soon. Hallelujah. Maybe next year. Lost week, a mad car, very expensive one. How much of a 10 verse 9? Got my plate number. Range Rover Sport, white, to be precise. My plate number. Did I call it for you? In faith, in advance. You still here. Just get fast.
everything that we reign, we first of all be trained. And the devil understands this. So the devil will give you premature reigning. Of a sudden, you begin to see little fame being around you. The devil will tell you, you have blown. This is what happens to people who are outside there. They hear the word. But do you notice that after everything, they still feel empty inside of them? And by the way, I've said this before, I'm not against secular songs. I'm only against vulgar songs. There are songs that secular that still blesses you. I said it before. One day I was so down. I think Sister Lois and Sister Fumi was in my house that particular day, that particular time. I think that was during the lockdown. Lockdown just started there. I was so down that particular Saturday night. So down. We're trying to set up the live stream. Things were not working very well. I wasn't playing gospel song. I was playing a Fireboy song. Don't tell anybody. And I was shedding tears. The song was actually this. If nobody gets, you know. They say, I'm good, I get your talent. Abby? I'll be fine. I'm not singing it, don't worry. But that song at that particular point was just talking about my story. You know, people just say, ah, Pastor, you're so good, you're so talented, you're so this, but I mean, nothing to pass up. The stress was just too much. And I was in my room, I was just almost shedding it. You know, the follow up, thinking Pastor is praying in the Holy Ghost. Pray, call. Bible was ministering to me. In the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I actually cried at the moment, at the point that when he said, I'll be fine, a faith came inside of me. He came inside of me. He said, I'll be fine. It's a temporary moment. I took my office to the studio. It's a temporary moment. I have to move everything now. It's a temporary moment. It will soon be over. And now it's over. I say it is over. No, sacred song is not the issue. This is the vulgarity of such things they sing. And by the way, the singer is more important to me than even the song they're singing. Because if the power of God is inside of you, He will control the things you say from your mouth. How many of you know that this guy is actually a kingdom boy? What's his name? Johnny Drew. The kingdom guy. The born again tongue speaking guy. Are you here? You don't know. You don't know the story. Sony Music wanted to sign. And they asked him to stop doing those small skits he used to do. If you know, he does some gospel, he plays some gospel and sing on Instagram. I mean, bomber real money to the tones of over 300 millionaire just to put pen to paper. I want to sign him to market his music. Not record it, just to market his music outside there. I said, no, I'm not going to ever stop doing these little things I do. I will sing my song. He's not singing a vocal song. But see, this thing I do is a ministry to me. I want to go to his pages and see. Before you go there, go to my face. Follow me. Like my post. And I go to his place. Then ever don't follow James Brown. And what's his father? Of risky nonsense. Hallelujah. Follow me as I follow Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says so. Are you still here? I'm not going to do it. So the issue is not even the sacrality of the song. Because we live in a secular world. Things are done secularly here. The clothes you wore, you're wearing now, is made in the secular industry. Not the spiritual industry. Thank you, Father. Pray in the Holy Ghost right now. All right? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I submit to training. Process me, God. Process me, God. Process me, God. Process me, God. Make it serious something. Be serious about it. Be serious about it. Be serious about it. I'm processed by the Holy Ghost Himself. I'm possessed by the Holy Ghost Himself. I'm not cutting short in life. I'm not cutting short in life. The cut short that will cut me short. No. I say no to it. No matter how good the opportunity seems like. No matter how good the deal seems like. Thank you, Father. Who's Dick Paul? Dick Paul. Ain't Dick Paul? You're Dick Paul, right? Alright? Let me talk to you. Stand up, yeah? God began to say to me that you want to do something with you. I'm seeing some strange distractions. Strange distractions. Very strong one. You know what I'm talking about? I want to use it mindfully. I want to use it mindfully. Don't let it get into your head. People who God want to use are people who will for train. Very serious one. It's a very strong distraction. What's the full name? I want to use it. The full
fullness of it. In the fullness of it. What I'm saying now is not new to you. But there is no pattern of process. And I'm seeing a danger ahead of you. I'm seeing some you trying to jump over something. I don't know what that represents. But don't jump it. Don't jump it. Stay where you are. There's a processing coming for you. God says the Lord goes. Hallelujah. Have you seen God's prayer? Are you still here? Do you know that the devil can sponsor somebody? You know that? You don't know? The devil can cause someone to rebel in a church, then sponsor him, giving disciples. Then such a change begin to happen. Just keep going. I won't give you this. Don't submit to any pastor who is a rebel from any church. Don't. The system of the devil. He might not know. He might even later repent. But your system has been created. Such thing doesn't stand. If you ever stand, it doesn't stand the test of time. Did you hear me? The pastor tells you that I was in this church. God, I just broke out of that place. God asked me to go and do my own thing. But go to that church you broke out from. I'm not saying this because I didn't break out from any church. I wasn't just called, I was sent. Did you hear that? But God can call you and not yet send you. Please send yourself. You're your own. Thank you, Father. I say thank you, Father. Endure the behind the scenes stages. It's not easy that you're singing in the choir. You know you are good. The church system will not allow you to go and minister outside there. It's not that we're hiding your glory. We're grooming your glory. I says, why I don't minister anywhere? Who invite them? I tell them, you have to jump up yet. Want to go to a concert in Oye? 21 churches are ministering. It's not concert, it's a musical contest. We're not glorifying God, we are trying to outdo ourselves. One choir come and sing, finish. The blood and the glory of God. I think it was not there before. And that person now came, sing the opposite of it. And that person now came, they did everything. Alanta for Jesus. Alanta. One leg, Alanta. That person came and I go to my own choir. Because we are used to spirit worship. In sincerity and in truth. And I go there. You'll be thrown off. It takes the grace of God. And that day that Joshua and some other person told me to come minister somewhere. Where do you want? For like 5 minutes, Sean trying to change the atmosphere. Just minister before I preach. He's doing the sermon. I knew what was battling with them. Where did go to conference? Where there was a comedian. Comedian before we come to minister. Where did go to conference? No. If you don't trust me yet, that all I want is your best, just understand that me, I like money. And because I like money, I want you to succeed. Because that your money, you will give it to me in the name of Jesus. I was just at home. Then when I called, he said, Papa, are you ready? I said, I'm ready. I'm born ready. He drove to come and carry me. I said, soon, my car will park at home. I'm not driving my car Sunday. I'll call you. I wish I best for the car now. Anybody's name I call, there's a car, miracles. Whose name should I call? I just come pastor today. Come and pick me for me. Now come and pick me and take me to church. I shouldn't be driving up and down. What's that? I give him kind of person. Thank you, sir. Who should I call you? Who should I call? Call you. Come and do. Hallelujah. I do. Power. There is only goes so. I went to call someone before. Thank God I called this one. Where Jason? Don't go back this money. It's not offering, Abby. Okay. It's offering. Thank you, man. Any money dropped on when I'm preaching, it actually goes to the church. So if you want to give me money personally, to my office after service. Did you hear that? What is this date? It's for the church. Thank you, Father. So, Pastor, you can do another one. For me, later in my office, are you still here? Take it up. Take it fast here. So you guys can keep maybe this in the next time.
Glory to God. I say glory to God. Enjoy and endure the process. I say two things now. Endure and what? Enjoy the process.
Why did I not say just endure? So you don't have the mentality that it is a painful experience. Yes, it is painful, but you can enjoy it. You can enjoy why at it. The wilderness wasn't so sweet. But if you can recognize the fact that God is with you, you enjoy it along. You hear that now? Enjoy the process. Never be sorry for yourself. Never. No matter what the circumstance is saying, never be sorry for yourself. You know, sometimes they want to push me, like 2 years ago, I was like, sometimes because things are not working, I'm like, I should have just gone to Dubai, I'll go to the UK. No! I understand that I can be in the UK and not be okay. I understand that. I don't have all the money I wish to have. What? I don't have all that, but just for the fact that I'm living my purpose in life is enough for me. And who defines good life? You define it yourself. Did you hear me? In the first service, I taught you about financial intelligence. I told you we were all over Ado last week scouting for a house. I needed a good house. I don't live the place I'm living now. I needed a 5-bedroom duplex. Which, if I can see one house you can put, I'll take it. We saw one, 3.8 million. The things around me that don't give me good advice. While they will say, Papa, on suit they go. Is it suiting that the issue? Who will pay? Just 2 days ago, the Holy Ghost asked me, it's not about, I know, supernaturally you pay that bill. Are you being wise? You rented an apartment, 3.8 million naira. God loves me. Next year, 3.8. That's already 8 million naira. Are you mad? Who's your father? Wisdom of God. May such wisdom come upon you in the name of Jesus. Life is in stages. I'm both teaching and admonishing you now. Life is in stages. Don't reign when you're supposed to be under training. Don't. Submit yourself. Be trained. Some of you don't even understand why we're not doing live streaming now. We should be streaming live, right? Our church is fine enough. We have the gadget enough. But hold on. No, it's not time to reign yet. The word you're not here yet. Let God finish doing what he's doing. Am I communicating? Things are about me. It's not about me. The choir will ring. They will stand here and sing. The whole world will hear about them. From equity to the world. Am I communicating? For the billions who are yet to hear, they will hear the gospel from my mouth in the name of Jesus. Have we known how to have a TV ministry ever since? I know that. When just one day at a civic center, NTA came, Abby, we didn't invite them. They just came and started videoing us for the service. 3 weeks later, after then, they called me from Ado. EKTV said they want to have a deal with us for the next 3 months. They're going to cover our services for free. It doesn't happen to anybody. They only said you have to just give us our, logistics. Guess how much? 5K. Per Sunday. If they ask you for instead of 30,000 naira per Sunday, it's a good deal. Because to be on air for 1 hour, 30 minutes, you know what it costs? And God said to me, no. And I said to them, no. I didn't think about it twice. I didn't have to pray about it. I said, no. I'm not ready yet. Is it by fine suit? Or have fine suit? Can wear fine suit? Can preach good? But no. There are some certain level you should not be thrown off yet. Do you hear that? Don't be so much quick to reign until God finishes training you. Sorry, yes, sir. Something very captivating I will say now. God's plan is progressive and transitional. So you understand. God's plan is progressive and transitional. In other words, he can translate what he said now to another thing later. That doesn't make his word to be wrong. And be very sure you heard what God said concerning your life. God can say, my son, you'll be a bishop. What did I say? You'll be a bishop, Abby. What you heard now was bishop, Abby. But you said no. God said you'll be a big shop. You have a big shop. Now you can become a bishop. So similar. But one is selling book. One is driven life. God's plan for your life is progressive and transitional. He's going to help somebody here. Because the whole teaching has been like you wanting to have a dream. You don't see God will now appear to you. You don't see one something you want to do with your life. No, it's not going to happen that way. You begin to discover it as you walk in His will. The first step is getting saved. As you are moving, you are discovering. As you are moving, you are discovering. Who would have known that God will reveal certain things to him right now, today? He has been having that over his heart for a long time. But this came as a certainty. And being done in the public has mounted some spiritual pressure on him, which is from God. To align his life according to what God has called him to do. I told my brother after Butterfly on Sunday, I told him that I'm seeing strongly upon you a canceling mandate. And some of you are like that too. Not in the full capacity yet, because you don't know so much. But don't wait because you don't know so much and not become lazy and not just waste. There's a little bit more you can still do. And what you can start doing by directing men to the one who God has grace for it. Are you still here? Thank you, Father. Let me answer this question then I end this. Can God's plan be delayed? I need an answer. Can God's plan be delayed? Yes, sir. That's the answer. Can God's plan be denied? Yes, sir. That's the answer. I know you have said no before. Oh, because he said delay is not denial. I've said this thing so many times in church that if someone's supposed to give you your breakfast, they didn't give you in the morning, which is breakfast, they now gave you in the night. Gave you 3 meals. I said, this is your breakfast, this is your lunch, this is your dinner. What did you eat by that time? Dinner. Has it been denied? Don't let motivational speaking make you lose your day. Your God's plan for your life can be delayed, can be denied, can be thwarted, can be manipulated, and what have you. Don't overestimate yourself. If the devil can kill Jesus, who are you? Did you hear me? Who are you? He can give. See, one of the ways that your God's plan for your life can be destroyed, denied, ridiculed is, number one, sin. Sin. Not all men can recover from a fall. Especially when you have risen. Did you hear that? And that's why once you notice that the God has upon your life, you have to be careful how you live your life. Not all men can have a return back. Of half people whose ministry ended, especially when you don't have a system already created. Did you hear me? If you're not processed by God, in times of times like this, your ministry will end. If anything should happen to me now, I don't think pastors can end. It's not possible. When I've bought this vision, if I'm out of the scene, you will not know that Jason is a pastor. He knows anyways. And that formation now. You will preach the gospel. Not leaving you yet. And you stay here. Number two, sickness can hinder what's going for your life. When we're waging war against strongholds, you should understand what we're doing. We're not just being useful. Sickness, it can limit you. It can limit you. Sickness. Next, poverty, lack of money. There are so many people who are graced, who have not gotten to the zenith of where God has prepared them to be because of lack of finances. Am I communicating now? Men who God hand is upon their life, but finances has messed everything up. Next, death. Death. Now, probably what I'm saying is too ambiguous for you to understand. God's plan for your life. Predate your birth and should outlive you your death. My I communicating? I'm coming again. God's plan for your life predates your birth and should outlive you after your death. But in Nancy, the word should came into play because it is what you do with God's plan for your life that will determine whether it will outlive you or not. Some people die with the plan of God for their life. God's system says we share it. We pass on the battles. You there? For God's plan, He also made somebody who's going to come after you. As a system. Elijah to Elijah. John to Jesus. The battle was passed. Are you still here? I said the battle was passed. Are you still here? Most times I pray about long life. Do you see right now? If you are dead, you can't fulfill God's plan. You hear that? A dead man can't fulfill God's plan for his life. But the devil can come with sicknesses to limit you, death to finish you, sin to wave you, poverty to ground you. See, that one of poverty is so crazy because you'll be seeing your future looking at you like this, but you can't enter there. I think Pastor Fajin, I was talking to you that day. I said, you know what we're going to do if we had so much money for the gospel? We turn this nation aside of God. Did you catch that now? Did you catch that now? So when we're teaching you about how to be prosperous, it's not because we are money conscious in this place. It's because we understand the schemes of the devil. The world is ruled by inference. And if you don't gather inference enough, what kills other people will kill you? Someone say never. Someone say never. The purpose of long life is the kingdom of God. Say yes, sir. So we prepare. We prepare again. And we keep preparing for God to use us. It's better to be slower than God to be faster than God. When you're slower than God, you can always meet up. You're faster than God. On your own. God said to me that many of you came to church with a very heavy body of no direction of life. Don't even know where He's heading to for you. God's going to restore your hope this morning in the name of Jesus. May you walk in God's sink for your life in the name of Jesus. May this thing we call aligning to purpose be so easy for you in the name of Jesus. To this thing that you can't even explain it. Just all of a sudden you become so tensed, so thirsty for God. The things of God begin to give you happiness, euphoria. You're joyful about the things of God. All of a sudden it doesn't cost you anything to do anything for God. So men align to purpose. I end with this scripture. Psalm 37, verse 31. To the law of his God is in his heart. None of his tail shall slide. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. None of his steps shall slide. Are you getting what I'm saying now? None of your steps shall slide. You will stand and you will stand well. You will stand in God's way for your life. It will be easy for you. I said it will be easy for you. Doors will be open for you. In God's plan for your life. I said it will be easy for you. Men will partner you in this. It will be easy for you.
Hope you've been blessed by God's word. To get more of our ministry materials, visit our website www.kcwilliamsministry.org. Kindly follow us on all social media platforms at I Am Christ House, and also follow our man of God on all social media platforms at KC Williams NG. Remain blessed.